Daf is Daf Samech Vav. We got to the last few lines of Samech Hayim Nebez. The Gemara has a Maisa here of Hahu Gavra, the Zavin Le'ara L'Chavre Shelo B'Achrayas. The person sold the land to Reuven, sold to Shimon without Achrayas, which means that if one of Reuven's Balei Chov takes Shimon's land away, he confiscates it because he had a lien on it from Reuven, so then Reuven's not responsible to replace it to Shimon. He sells it to Shimon without any Achrayas. So Reuven saw that the lokeach Shimon was very sad. So Amar le Amay Atzivas, why are you so sad? So Itar for le Minach, if my Baal Chov takes the land from you, Magvino lecha Shufra Shavcha Pira, I'm going to replace it with a very nice land, Shufra the Edis and Shavcha, pay all the enhancements that you did and all the pears you ate. I'll pay back. Don't worry. So Amar Meimar, Meimar says Ptume Milsa Baalmahu. Says Rashi in the top here, "P'tume mile ein elu eladivrei tanchumim balma lefatim es liva." Which is trying to make the guy feel better, but it's not binding at all. It's just making him feel better, but it doesn't mean anything. It's not even a verbal agreement. It's nothing at all. So Amar le Rav Ashi la meimar time am I? What's the reason for this? Because kevan dilo keach baylasnuye v'hacha mocher kamasne. Amris p'tume mile baalmahu. So really in this situation, since the lokeach is the one who's really losing out, he's concerned he might get it confiscated and not paid back and compensated for, so he should be the one making the tanai. Since it's only the mocher who's making the tanai, he doesn't really mean this because the mocher doesn't want to make the tanai. The mocher rather not have to pay him back. So the mocher says this, we don't trust him. If the lokeach made such a tanai and he articulated this, then it would have meant something. But it comes from the mocher, he doesn't really mean it. He doesn't really want to pay back the guy, the property gets stolen from him. So then the Gemara says, if that's really true, the one who's always at the disadvantage, he should be the one making the tanai to protect himself. So Ella Masnisa Tikatani, the Bryce that we learned at the end of yesterday's daf, Lichshayu Lecha Maos Achsi Lecha Mutter. So this case was that the Mocher needed money, so he sold his land. So he sold the land to the Lokeach and he got all the money. So then the Lokeach willingly says, listen, I know you really want the land, you need some cash. If you get the money back, I'll sell you back the land. You could give me the $1 million back, I'll return the house to you. So that's the case where the Lokeach said it. So the mocher who debay lasnui, since the tanai really is supposed to benefit the mocher, because the mocher really wants his property back, so he should have been the one making the tanai. So the mocher should have said this, but mocher lo asni, v'lokeach kam asni. But it's the lokeach, the one who bought it, says, you know what, if you want, you can give me the money back. If you have the money, I'll sell you back your house. But since it's the lokeach who's saying it, and not the mocher, so that shouldn't work. If it's really the one who's really needs the advantage, who needs the tanai well, he should be making the tanai. How come this tanai in this situation works? V'aminan further, the b'raisa is not done yet. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. We saw yesterday that the reisha was not allowed. If he made it in such a way, if he made the tanai as part of the agreement, that's also because it's ribis. So I'm selling you the land, but I have the money back, you have to return the land back to me. We say that's really, since it's part of the agreement, that's ribis, because in that interim, you as a lokeach, you were eating from the land. So when you return back the property to me, you end up getting ribis by eating from the payroll. So that's aser. And maishna seifa, but the seifa, why we say the seifa was permitted to make such a tanai? Because Amar Rava said, seifa d'amar le midaite. The seifa is a situation where the lokeach says, if I want to, I'm not obligated, meaning if you have the money, I'll decide whether I want to sell you back the land. But I'm not obligated. It's not a chiv. It's not part of the deal. So it's medaite. So now the Gemara says, Taimi, the amarle medaite. The only reason why it's not considered ribis is because the lokeach could decide. It's up to him whether he wants to resell the land back to him. But halo amarle medaite. If he doesn't say medaite, he just says, okay, if you have the money, give it back to me, and I'll make it a chiv to me. I won't make it a up to me at the end of the day. We say then, it's going to be a good agreement whereby I'm mechayev myself to sell it back to you, which then means it's going to be ribis by doing that. And lower meaning, we don't say pitume mile baal mahu. Even though lokech is the one who's making the tanai that, listen, if you have the money back, I'll resell the land to you. Why? The mocher should be saying the tanai because it's really to benefit the mocher. The fact that lokech said the tanai shouldn't really be binding at all. It should be p'tume mile ba'almahu. That's really the klal that we're saying.
And it should be mutar, and it shouldn't be ribis.
It should be nothing. It shouldn't be binding at all. It should be ribis. I shouldn't have to sell it. It should be completely regular. The sale is over. So why don't we say that? So Amrle, so he says, Nase kiman damrle midaite itmar. So what's the pshat here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says Amrle, four lines from the top. Amrle, Hodir Rava, that statement of Rava, Nase ki omer midaita itmer. It says if he said midaita, halchi amar Rava leel. This is what Rava says earlier. Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa, Amar Rava. Rava says Seifa, Kevan debai mocher la asnuye. Since the mocher wants to make it tonight or needs to, velo asnuye, and he doesn't make the tonight. And haloa lokech kamar le minafshin, the lokech willingly is offering this tanai. Nase kaomer le midaita ach sirena imirza. It's as if he said, I will, if I want, I'll give it back to you. Afagav de lo parish midaita, even though he didn't say, it's up to me in the end of the day. Kiman de parish dame vein alav lakofo. Hokach inami hadrinu hashta hu dehadar zavinle. So even in a situation where the lokech doesn't say, I'll decide later on, I'll make a deal with you, but it'll be up to my raton. He doesn't say that. He meant to say that. So in other words, the situation here, it only works because it's up to him. It really is betume milsa ba'almahu. When the lokech says, I'm willing to sell it back to you, that's really just making the guy feel better. He has no obligation to sell it back to him, because since the lokech is the one making the tanai, it's not binding. Okay?
Why would all these things be binding if they're not in the shtar? Meaning in both cases, the guy who signs a shtar that is without a price. Right.
So I think it's about a verbal agreement, having a
right,
verbal.
Right. So we're saying that it's like a different part. It's not part of the original operation.
Exactly.
Of the deal. It's
right.
Just a separate deal that is coming.
Exactly.
And we say that whatever he says, it's irrelevant, but it's not related to the first.
Correct. And now, what's important here about verbal agreements is not every verbal agreement is necessarily binding. It gets back to Misha Parah.
Right.
We're trying to get really behind in the das, in the mind of the individual saying it. So if we could ascertain that he really didn't mean it, so that means nothing. No matter, regardless of what he actually said, whether that's considered sheker or not, that's another discussion. But in terms of obligations and chiyuvim, if we could understand that he really didn't mean it, then his verbal agreement, verbal statement means
Gemara
nothing.
I think Gemara is talking here where he made the verbal agreement in front of to aid him and he could take him to Beis Din, or we're talking Mishapara?
Interesting question. The Rashi doesn't address it. In front of to aid him, seemingly it would be binding then, I would imagine, I would guess. But I guess probably between the two of them, and if the guy agreed, I said this, but I really didn't mean it.
But I think what the Gemara that actually arguing is that if there are two aiding, even then it's yeah, maybe I don't know,
uh-huh.
Because it would seem that that's what they are.
It's a good question. I didn't see it. Rashi doesn't address it. I didn't look around for this.
And if you say it's Ptume Mile, then what you're saying is that there's no substance in the words.
But you could say
right.
The presence of Adam.
The biggest chiddush is in front of Adam.
Yeah.
But
you could say if in the presence of Adam, that might make him, the fact that he sees Adam and says it anyways, that might indicate his das was really to be sincere. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Hahu shachiv shchimira, the person who is on his deathbed, the kasev la gita l'dvesa, wrote a get to his wife, and ungid v'isnach, and he let out a big sigh, he was all disappointed that he did this. And he was concerned because let's say he gets healthy. Now she's single. So she says to him, "Amayka misnachas, what are you busy sighing and getting all upset about? If you make it through this disease, you live. Didachana, I'm your son, we can remarry each other, that's fine." So Amar of Zvid, Rav Zvid said, "Ptumei mila ba'almahu, she's just making him happy, she doesn't really mean this." So Amar le Ravacha, medifti le Ravina, ve'ilav, ptumei mili mai. But let's say it wasn't. Let's say Rashi, look at Rashi, ilav ptumei mili mai. Af im amra be'emes v'u be'kabal shavua gemura mai. So this is an example, by the way, where between mile can be strengthened in the context of a shua. So you could raise the same question, what about the context of Adams? I don't know.
Right.
But here she takes a shua and says, I swear I'll remarry you if you get healthy. So then what's the din? Is that shua, does it mean anything? So is she now required to marry him if he gets better? So Gemara says, mai, bidida kaima l'mishe tanai begita? Is it up to her? She has the ability to make a tanai in such a get that this get only works if you die, but if you don't die, then the get doesn't work. Bididei kaima l'mishtei tanai. It's only up to him, the husband's perspective, to make such a tanai. So from this statement, it doesn't seem like an obligation to get married after he gets healthy. She's trying to build a tanai within the get that's being given, and she has no right to put a tanai in the get. So of course she has no ability to make such a tanai. So Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious, because mal the same way, what would you have thought? Who gufe adaita dida kangamir? He's giving it to her on the das of her understanding. The Yav Gita. He's giving it to her on what her understanding is. And since her das is to remarry him afterwards, that Tanai is understood. Even though she's the one saying it, he's giving it on her das. Kamash Milan, if he doesn't say it, it's simply Ptume Mile Be'alma. Okay, so another example of this concept of Ptume Mile Be'alma. Again, a statement of when you say something and you don't really mean it. And now the Gemara goes into the discussion we saw in the Mishnah, Hilveyu Al Sadeu. So let's say a person lent money and had set aside the Sadeh as a Mashkon, which means if I don't pay the money back, you could collect the Sadeh instead. So Amar Rav Huna Bishas Matan Mos Kana. If you set aside the Sadeh as a Mashkon during the giving of the loan initially, so then you're Kana Hakol. If he doesn't pay the loan, you get the whole Sadeh in its place. But La'achar Matan Mos, if you only point the collateral after you've made the loan, a few weeks after, do you say, you know what, if I don't pay back, you could collect my sada, lo kana ela kineged ma'osav. So it's a big machlokas what this kineged ma'osav means. Rashi and Tosas, there might be a girsa, a machlokas here, but just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, bishas matan ma'os, hisna amnas kain kana hakol. They made the tanai of using the sada as a mashkon during the loan, so then if he doesn't pay the loan, he collects the sada. But, says Rashi, Vim la'acher matan maos hisna. If they only make the tanai after the loan already went through, then ein b'dvar of klum, sounds like you're not kone the sada at all. Not kineged. The Gemara says kineged ma'osav. You're kone corresponding to the amount you lent. Rashi sounds like you're not kone the sada at all. We're going to go with that understanding that if you make the mashkon only after the loan went through, then the malva cannot collect from the sada. But then comes along Rav Nachman Amar, afilu la'achers matan maos kana. No. Even if you made the tanai, you set aside the mashkon after the loan, it's still, the lien exists, it does fall upon the sadeh, and the malva can collect the sadeh in place of the money. So that's the machlokas of Nachman versus Rav Huna. So Avad Rav Nachman Uvda, Gavi Reish Galusa, Kishmaitse. So Rav Nachman, once there was a Maisa Shahaya in the Beis Medrash, in the Bezdin of the Reish Galusa, and Rav Nachman Paschal, like he said, that the Lova set aside the mashkon after the loan went through, and they collected the sadeh, even though it was after the matan mos. So came along Rav Yehuda, and Karol Sharech, and Rav Yehuda took such a star and tore up the document, saying that it's not valid at all. You cannot collect the sada since it was only made a mashkon after the loan. So Amalei Dardika, Amalei Rish Kalusha, Rav Yehuda, Karol Sharech, Rish Kalusha told Rav Nachman that Rav Yehuda came along and ripped up your star. Who is he to rip up your star? So Rav Nachman says to the Reish Galusa, Dardika Kari, Gavir Rabba Kari. It wasn't a little kid who was tearing it. This was a Gavir Rabba. This is Rav Yehuda Kari. It must be that Chazeh Beit Haim of a Kari. Rav Yehuda must have saw a good reason to tear the sharp, so he tore the sharp. So Rav Nachman wasn't bothered by the tearing of the sharp. Ikadami, others say, Amalei Dardika Kari, Dechulyama Legavi Didi, Bidine Dardika Nini. One reason he didn't say this in a question, he said, Rav Yehuda, he's a child. Everyone relative to me is a child. Who is he to go ahead and tear my document? He was incorrect in tearing my document. So there's two versions of what happened in the story. Based on how we paskin, whether it's like Rav Nachman or Rav Huna. But then the Gemara says, Hadar Amar Rav Nachman Afilu Beshas Matan Mos Lo Konav Lo Klum. Then Rav Nachman changed completely at 360 here, and he really 180. He said as follows, that you even if you make a tanai of the mashkon during the loan, it's actually not going to be kone the sada at all. So there are now three opinions. One is that it's kone in all circumstances. One is that it's never kone, which is Rav Nachman. And the other one is only kone b'shas matan mos, but it's not kone la'achar matan mos. So this is the third shita, Rav Nachman. It's never kone as the mashkon. So it's based on a smachta. The guy didn't really intend, and I wanted to pay the money. I didn't want to give my house up. So it's a smachta lokani. I even really have smichas das. I wouldn't pay the money. That's
even
the idea.
Even if it's in the contract, or this is not.
Even if it's in the contract.
So that's collateral, right?
That's collateral. It sounds like this case is, I would imagine, it's in a contract. Doesn't tell us which one, whether it's a peh. But even in a contract, in a smachta, it's not kona. So the Gemara asks the question, but Eishive Rava.
Because we're not saying that he doesn't get it. He only gets the value of what he lent. That's the whole concept.
So that's the debate about between Rashi and Tosfos. Right. So that's the girsa, but Rashi seems to take out that girsa. Rashi says lo kone klum.
Whoa.
So that's.
But it doesn't make sense, because if somebody gives a pikadon on something, we know universal that it's not worth it. If I understand that, right. that it wouldn't make sense if the house is valued double one in the land, but uh-huh. at least to get back,
please. So it might be the fact that once the mashkon is on such a large property, the whole thing is one unit. You can't split it up, maybe. So the Gemara asks the question: Eisive Rava l'Rav Nachman. Im iata, quote from the Brisa, we saw this yesterday. Im ata, we made this a mission, I think. Im iata no sein li mikan vad shalosh shanim. If you don't pay me back within the next 3 years, harei hishali, this field is mine. So the Mishnah said, Harei Hishalo. So clearly we see that a person does set aside a sod, there's a mashkon, you are koned if he doesn't pay. So how is Rav Nachman going to deal with this Mishnah? Amar lei, ani omer smachta kanya, uminina amar smachta lo kanya. So it's all depending, I hold a smachta kanya, but in Minyumi he's holding not a smachta kanya, and he was chosen. Apparently Rav Nachman retracted. So still, okay, fine. So granted, there's this opinion of Minyumi who holds a smachta lo kanya. So Ulimyumun, I'm not sure how to pronounce that name exactly. Ulimyumi Kashi Masisin.
Manyume.
So according to Manyume, it's a Kashi Masisin. How is he, who's only an Amora, how could he say in Esmachta lo Kanya when the Mishnah clearly says in Esmachta is Kanya? So the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, Masnisin Rabbi Yosi, Damar Esmachta Kanya. This is a Machlokas Tanayim. This Machlokas Amaram is also Machlokas Tanayim. So our Mishnah, which says that you are Kone the Sada, which you are Kone Esmachta Kanya, that's only Shitas Rabbi Yosi. But there is another opinion, the other Rishonim, other Achronim rather, who hold that there is that Esmachta Lo Kanya, and that's how Minyomi holds, and that's how Rav Nachman holds in the end of the day as well. Alternatively, Gemara says, Ibai Seima, even our Mishnah hold Esmachta Lo Kanya. Ah, so how come that case, if you didn't pay back in 3 years, it's a good kinyan? The Amr Lei Kona Mi Achshav. If you specify that you're going to be Kona Mi Achshav, now if I don't pay you back, then everybody agrees it will be good. It's not considered a typical Esmachta Lo Kanya. Okay. Gemara now says on the top of Samach Vav Amibayz, Amr Lei Mar Yunuke Umar Kishishe B'nei Rav Chistel Rav Ashi. These individuals, the children of Rav Chista, said to Rav Ashi. Look for a moment to decide those who have Lakute Rashi and may have Lakute Rashi. It's a fascinating Rashi in Ksubis. I'll read it to you. It says, Rashi says, Mar Yunuke Mar Kishushe. These are the children of Rav Chista. Shnei Banim Hayu, the Rav Chista. The two of the sons of Rav Chista. Vishem Shnei Amshavim. They had the same exact name. Ela Shagadol HaKorinlo Mar Kishushe. Ulitzar Korinlo Mar Yunuke. One was like junior and one was senior. Senior and junior. They had the same exact name. So they post can learn from this case that you're allowed to name two children the same exact name. You can have two Yehudas, you can have two whatever the name is, two Mars if you want. But based on this Gemara here, they talk about based on this discussion also. I never heard two brothers having the same name. They have a parent, but I've never seen the two brothers having the same name. So in light of this, they have another discussion. Let's say you have a name that's really can be used both for a male and a female. So the name Simcha they talk about. Sometimes Simcha, it could be a girl or it could be a boy. So can you name your son and daughter the same name, one being used as a boy's name, one being used as a girl's name? Similar idea, they discussed this in the poskim. Okay, so either way, Rav Chista had these two sons, Mar Yunuka, the junior, and Mar Kishisha, senior. And so they said to Rav Ashi, Hachi Amri Nahardai, Nahardai, they would say, Mishmei Rav Nachman, Hayes Machta, Bizmane Kane, Belozmane Lo Kane. A Mismachta works within the time frame, but outside the time frame, beyond the time frame, it does not work. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, Bizmane Kanya, second narrow line down, Kesaka Daitach, the Havamina is, Higiyazman Vilonasan Lo Mausaf. The time came and to pay up, Bizmane, and he didn't pay the money back, so then the Esmachta Kanya, then he's Kone the Sada.
Are you?
I'm reading Rashi right now. Yeah. But Bilozmane, Kodem Shigia, but let's say it's prior to the time of payment, the time isn't up yet. So then we hold the Sada is in Kona. So that's a classic case, right? The Sada is only acquired once the time comes up. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amar lei, kol midei bizmane kane, belozmane lo kane. Why is this unique to Esmachta? Any other kinin that is taller than Zman, which means if the Zman comes, the kinin works. If it's before the Zman, the kinin doesn't work. What's this unique thing about Esmachta? That can't be what he means. So, Dilma hachi kar mise. Maybe this is what he means to say by Esmachta. Ashkeche begozmane. Let's say the love bumps into the malva on the street prior to paying his payment, before this month. V'amrlein, he says to the malva, Kone, you could kone my field now. I'm not going to have the money for you. Now you're kone. Kone, that's a good kinin. But if bosses money, let's say the time came up and he hasn't paid him back. Then he uncomfortably bumps into the malva in the shuk, and he's Amrle. He says to the makne, to the malva rather, Kane, you could take the land now since I didn't pay you back, and the time's up. It's all yours. In this case, lo kane, after this man, it's not a good kinin. My time, and what's the reason? Machmas kisufa hu de kamerle. He only said because he was embarrassed. He's trying to avoid the malva, and accidentally bumps into him in the bank. He said, oh, the sad is all yours. So he only said that because he was embarrassed. It wasn't he really didn't mean to say it.
It doesn't, well,
it was part of the doc, part of the agreement. So it's an esmachta. We made the agreement. If I don't pay you back, it's yours. But that was an esmachta. It wasn't really his intention. But let's say he says, I'm willing to give it to you now. Is that a indication of Gemir Stas now? He's willing to give the Sadeh over. So if it happens during this man where he's not obligated to pay, he could just say, you know, I still have a few weeks left. But he says, take the field. That's an indication of Gemir Stas. But if it's only after this man came up, and he says it to him, it might only be because he's embarrassed. He said, take the field, but he doesn't really mean him, so it's not a good kinin after this month. And then Gemara says to that,
so
Velohi.
Yeah. So it's not automatic, meaning it would seem that Shmanakani is automatically when the 3 years come.
Right, so it sends from this, it's not true. Because
right.
It's Asmach to Lokanya, we need to have some indication that he's really willing to give it over. So what's indication? If he sees him and says it's Kane, that indicates that he's willing to be Makne.
So when it says highest machta bisman bezimne kane, it means that if he verbally gives it to him.
Exactly.
That's the interpretation
Of
this
phrase. Exactly. But then the Gemara says, this is all not true. Da filu bigos mane, even if he sees him within the time frame and says, oh, take the field, it's all yours, even then it's not a kinin. Ah, behind the kamar lay kane. So why did he say kane? He could have said, I don't owe you anything, that my time's not up yet. Why he should have just stayed quiet? So kasavar. The Lova thought, Kimati's money lo lise litardin. I mean, he tried to get the guy off my back. I don't have the money now. I'm not going to have it in a few weeks from now. Just leave me alone. That's all he's pretty much saying. Just leave me alone. I don't have the money to pay you back. And therefore, it wasn't really a good indicator that he's willing to be makna over the sada to the malva. Okay. The Gemara says, now, Amar Papa, Hayesmachta zimnin kane, vizimnin lo kane. Sometimes it does work in esmachta, and other times it does not. Ashkecha de kashase shichra kane. If you find that the lover who owes the money is busy drinking in the beer, that means he's kone. Why? Says Rashi, de shase shichra bechanus. He's busy drinking in the store. Ein ze atzev lachzer acher pidyon. He's not trying to find the money to gather together. Sadeu v'dait l'shaka. He's okay. He's come to terms with the fact that he's just to the field's all his. He's not looking out to find money. So therefore, he gave up already, and it's a good kinim. But if he's the kamhape chazuze, if he's trying to find money, look around, rummaging through the garbage, looking for things to sell and to buy, or to get money, lokani, that's not a good kinim because he's not really willing to give up the field yet. He's still trying to get the money. So it depends what he's up to. If he's just laying around doing nothing, he's given up already, the sadeh is all the malvas. If he's looking for money, then he hasn't given up hope yet. So amalei rav acha midifti li ravina, dilmo lefkuche pachta kashasi. Because he's drinking isn't because he's just given up. Maybe he's drinking because he's trying to remove he's scared. Look at Rashi. Lefkuche pachte lehapik dagasu. He's busy worried. So he's trying to ease the pain by drinking some alcohol. Shadoe gal hamos. He's concerned about the money, so he's drinking because he can't deal with it. Dichse v'yayin yismach. Now, interesting, the Achronim point to this Rashi, by the way, that we see that Rashi invokes the pasuk yayin yismach in the context of drinking beer. So normally we have the din when it comes to Simchas Yomtif, when it comes to Purim also, you can only be Yotzei through drinking wine. The Shecher substitute the Simchas Yomtif. So they prove from here, from Rashi bringing the Pasuk Yayin Yismach, that applies to Shecher also, could substitute for bringing Simcha as well. Either way, when the guy is drinking in the bar, doesn't mean he's given up hope. It means he's just trying to deal with he's scared. He doesn't know what to do anymore. He hasn't been, it's not a... What?
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction, so he's not really willing to give up the Sada just yet. Inami, alternatively. You know why he's drinking in the beer and then the bar, rather? Inami, inish achrino asmechei azuze. He has some other guy, a trustworthy guy he knows. He's expecting the guy to give him the money at some point, so he's not busy working. The guy promised he'll give him money. So he's busy taking it easy until the guy brings him the money so he can pay back the bank. So that is not a clear indicator of what his das is yet. Ella, amarava, ikapid bidmei vadekani. You know what the indicator is, whether he's given up hope or not? Rashi says, "Ikapid b'demei, imakpid b'mechiras chafatzav." He's busy selling his property, and he's having a garage sale, and he's makpid shelo lifchos mishavin. He's not willing to sell less than the price, which means, of course, he's not going to have quick buyers for it. He's not willing to budge. Vadekane einu chash im tishka sadeo. He's not concerned. I mean, if he really needs the cash, he's going to lower his prices quickly to have the cash. Since he's not willing to budge on the price of his garage sale, tells us that he's not looking for cash so quickly, he's given up hope, and the sada he's willing to give over to the malveh right away. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha Medifti, the Ravina, Dilma Savar, Kiecha Dilo Titzal Are. No, he really wants to lower the price of all his merchandise. But he's concerned that if he starts lowering the price of his merchandise, people are going to start seeing it lower, and they're going to value his property also, realizing how desperate this guy is, they start taking advantage of buying even his property, his land, which is going to be of greater concern, which is going to be much greater loss of money. So that's why he's not lowering the price. So Ella, you know the real indicator is, El Amara Papa, Ikapit Ba'ara Vadai Kana. If he's makbid on his land, then he certainly is going to be given up hope, and he's not, and the Sade is Kone to the Malva. But if he really needs the money, he's trying to protect his land, so then he should have sold his other land for a cheaper price in order to get the cash to pay back the bank.
This is if he's not willing to sell it, or if he's only not willing to sell it at a fire sale. I guess he's not willing to sell it at all.
Well,
which one? The last line here?
Yeah.
So look, Rashi says, Kapit ba'ara, shal yimcha shum karka afu b'shav. He's not willing to sell anything at all, even for the actual value, so then that indicates he's not looking for money. If he puts his house on the market, his property on the market, at value, so he's clearly looking for money to pay back the bank, that is not an indicator he's willing to give up his other property yet to the bank. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Afa Gavda, Amra Rabbanan Esmachta Lokadna, even though we hold Esmachta isn't Kone, Apotiki, Havya Lumigve Minay. That property that's set aside becomes an Apotiki, becomes a place of payment. So, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lemigbe me minei kone ba kineged maosav v'imbal lefroa hamaos la'achres man lo yikablam." So even though the kinyan doesn't go through, the sada doesn't go through, you are able to collect. The malva is able to collect the value that he's owed from that large sada, that corner of the field he could take. It serves as an apotiki, even though he never designated it as an apotiki. Habatiki, we'll see in a second what that really means, but since you put that sada as part of the agreement, it becomes a point of payment if the malva needs. So Gemara says, Amr le Rav Huna, braid Rav Nasan, the Rav Papa, mi kamar le kane le govine? Did anybody ever say he's able to collect it? The guy said it's a sada, it's a mashkon, it's just a collateral. But he never intended on that being a form of payment to the guy. So that's not going to work either. Why is that different? What's the difference between Esmachta Lakanya, but ultimately it could be used as a apotiki that to be collected? It doesn't make any sense. We said Esmachta Lakanya. Samar le marzucha bray di rav meri le ravina vi amar kane le im amar kane le migve mine kane. So if you say explicitly that, you know what, if I don't pay back, you could use this to collect, so then the malva would be able to collect it. So Gemara says, doesn't make sense still. So v'esmachta hi v'esmachta l'kanya. In the end of the day, even if I did designate this property, if I don't pay it back, I didn't really intend on using the field to pay. I really wanted to pay money. So even though I said it and put it in the document, that wasn't really my intention. So no matter how you slice it, you should never be able to collect from the sada, because it's always v'esmachta l'kanya. So el apotiki dekamer papa maihi. So we know throughout Shas, we've seen apotiki, that you are allowed to collect from land,
right,
if you don't.
That's
what I... So Gemara says apotiki is very specific. The Amar Lei, it's only lo yehelecha piron elamizu. If you say that the only place of payment is from this land, elamizu, that's the only situation where you can be kone the property.
Meaning, he's not saying that he can only get paid back with this land. He's saying that if I don't pay you the money, you can only take this land.
Right, so look at how Rashi says
this. Isn't that what it is?
Yes, let's look at Rashi first. Rashi is the Amar Lei Lo, Yehei Lecha Piraon Ela Mizeh, Af Besoch Shaloshanim, even within 3 years, V'im Ein Ani Nosen Lecha Migufa, K'kenegin Ma'osecha, Ad Shaloshanim Te Kula Shalcha. So he says, I'm giving you the payment from this property, that's K'neged, the amount of money that I owe you. Now if I don't give you that part of the property that I owe you, after 3 years, the entire field will be yours. Beho Amara Papa, the Afa Gav de Lo Kani Limheve Kule Dide, Lachishlosha, Apotiki Have Limigbe Mine, the Belava Smachta Nami Shavi Apotiki.
I think what he's saying is, from Rashi, it's a little unclear, but I think what he's saying is that if I say that if I'm going to pay you this part of the property, I borrowed $1,000 from you, and that corner of the property is worth $1,000, I'm going to pay you back from that property. If I don't give you back that corner of the property after 3 years, the entire Sadeh is going to be yours. I think that's what Rashi says.
That's what the guy said, but Rashi sounds to say at the end that
he only gets to get that part of the property.
But still, you get to pay. That's a situation where you'd be able to pay from the property. You could collect from the property as opposed to being in a smachta be'alma.
That just considered collecting collateral?
Exactly. I think it's saying that since you specify that I'm going to pay you with land, so that's part of the... As opposed to saying, if I don't pay you with money, I pay you with land, I'm saying I'm paying you back with land. It's in essence, that's the form of payment. I think that's the only case that you'd be able to pay or collect from the land. Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. That my form of the collection is going to be from the land itself. That was the initial agreement, as opposed to just being a backup.
I think what it's talking is that he's telling you, listen, I'm lending you this money. If I don't pay you back the money, you can only collect from the Sade. But it's not saying that you can only collect with the Sade, even if I have money to pay you back.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about, he was saying the initial collection was going to be from here.
Meaning, an apotheke is that you're specifying precisely which is the guarantee that you're giving.
That's my focus we've shown him, actually. Uh-huh. Rashi apparently says what I said, that no, I'm paying you back with land. That's the right agreement. We show him, say, well, how could that be? You could only pay back with land, but you can't pay back with most? So I said, no, it's both of them.
Right.
What he means is that, no, you're specifying, if I don't pay you back money, this is particular
right.
corner.
Yeah.
So that's what the Ramban says, apparently, against Rashi.
I think
Rashi.
That's what makes sense. I'm not discussing with Rashi. From a business perspective, that's what makes sense.
That's how we always understand that throughout Shas.
Right.
We say, like, this is the, if I don't pay money, I pay from this land.
Right.
Rashi is a chedashir, which seems to go against the Rav Rishonim. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Ahu Gavra, Dizavin le'ara l'chavrei b'achrayos." The guy sells a property to Reuben, sells to Shimon b'achrayos, and Amar le'i itar filei minai. If they take it from me, the lokeach says this. Says, so if they take the land from me away from me, the Shimon says, "Magbis li miide idis dislecha." I want to collect the best of your best land. So Amar le'i, the lokeach says back. Rather, the mocher says back to the lokeach, "Miide idis lo magvin ilcha." I won't give you my best land if they confiscate your land. I want to keep my edis. Ella, I'll give you the second tier down. The edis, not the edis, but just the regular edis. So that's the deal they made. The sof, in the end of the day, tarfumine, the balchov took away Shimon's property. So now Shimon was going after Reuven to get the edis land. So asi badke shakil li edis. Now came along a river and overflowed and wiped out Reuven's edis. So edis doesn't exist anymore. So now, Savar Rapapa Lamemar Midis. So Rapapa said, well, the Mocher was, Reuven was willing to give his Edis, even though Edis doesn't exist anymore, but the Edis does exist, so he should have to pay the Edis to Shimon. So Amarlei Vahakaima. So he says back that, what's that line, where's that Rashi go? So Vahakaima.
So one word.
Amarlei Vahakaima. So the Edis is still available, right. So you should be pay the Edis, Reuven should pay Edis to Shimon. So Amar Lei Rav Acha Medifti Li Ravina Velei Malei. So why doesn't now Reuven say, the Mocher say, Ki Amri Lecha Ana Magvin Lecha Dehavi Idi Idis? When I said you could collect from my Idis, my second level, my second tier, when the Idi Idis was Kaimas, when my highest land was still around. The Hashta, right. Kaim Le Idis B'makum Idi Idis. Now my Idis is my highest, it's the best land, so you can't collect from my Idi Idis anymore. So that way the Gemara doesn't tell us the conclusion. That's the back and forth. So who's right? I don't know. Okay, next story. Rav Bar Shava Hava Masik Be Rav Kana Zuze. He was owed money, some zuz from Rav Kana. And Amalei, he says, Ilo Parina Lacha Yom Ploni Gave Mehai Chamra. He says, if I don't pay you on this day, I'll collect from this wine. So Sarura Papa, the Meimar, Ki amina nesmach de lokanya hanimili ba'ara de lav lezune kaima. Aval chamra came into lezune kai kazuze damim. So we said before, nesmach de lokanya. And you can't make such a stipulation. Even if you do, we didn't really mean to sell his land. Everyone wants to hold on to the land. Nobody wants to sell real estate. But if you use a wine, which is omeda, to be sold, so then it would work in the smach. It wouldn't be in a smachta. It would be a good acquisition. So if he doesn't pay the money, he would have to pay the wine instead. So Amale Rav Huna, Breid of Yeshua, Le Rapapa, Hachi Amrinan, Mishmei D'Rabba, Kol Di'i, Lo Kani. Whenever you say D'i, if this doesn't happen, then I'll give you something in place. That's always an Esmachta, whether or not it's land or whether or not it's wine. It's always an Esmachta, and we hold Esmachta, Lo Kani. Okay, I think we should stop here. And everybody have a good Chodesh.
Thank you. Chodesh. 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 Chodesh.